KXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the CDC says vaccinated people no longer need to wear masks indoors or outdoors. But Governor Murphy has not lifted the mask mandate in New Jersey. He and the State Department of Health are reviewing the new guidance and will continue to move forward in the efforts to vaccinate all willing and eligible individuals who live, work, or study in the Garden State. Jersey adolescents and their parents are flocking to mega sites around the state so the kids can get their COVID vaccine. At the Burlington County mega site, 12-year-old Jenna Barron said she wants to be able to get together with her girlfriends and not have to worry about the virus.
I really encourage everyone to get the vaccine and help the world eliminate COVID.
She also says she wanted a vaccine because dancing and singing in school plays wearing a mask is very, very hard. Republicans have vaulted Elise Stefanik into the ranks of House leadership. The upstate New York Republican was elected to the party's number three post, replacing Liz Cheney after 2 years. Stefanik is an ardent defender of former President Trump. Former Governor Christie Todd Whitman is among a coalition telling Republicans to get back to basics or else they'll form a new party.
The platform signed by 150 Republican and independent leaders is dubbed a call for American renewal. It does not mention President Donald Trump or other politicians by name. Instead, it says our nation's future should not be dictated by a single person, but by principles that bind us together. It continues, that's why we believe in pushing for the Republican Party to rededicate itself to founding ideals or else hasten the creation of an alternative. Among a 13-point outline, the coalition says it cannot stay quiet in the face of rising political extremism and stands against fear-mongering, conspiracyism, and falsehood. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Work has started to restore beaches in Ortley Beach that were damaged in a February nor'easter. Earl Asphalt is expected to truck in 15,000 cubic yards of sand to the beach, with trucks accessing the area through Harding Avenue, according to the Asbury Park Press. Mounds of sand were being placed on the beach by two trucks, with more arriving today. The sand mounds will be flattened with a bulldozer and spread out over the beach. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Another gorgeous spring day. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey news and Jersey views live here.
New Jersey 101.5. C101.5 fast traffic.
295 northbound is still backed up. The delays start right around Gateway Boulevard. They continue up to 42. Here's the problem. We have an open manhole there. It's on the ramp that allows you to stay northbound on 295 right there at 42. So that's your backup on 295. 42 is also heavy from 55 into 295, and we have delays on 55 on the northbound side from exit 53 up to Route 47, and then additional delays from Clements Bridge Road into 42. So far, nothing to see on the Big Three, 287, New Jersey Turnpike, and the Garden State, all in pretty good shape in spite of any kind of midday construction or maintenance. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1218. Pete Torriello on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic is made possible by Trinity Rehab. Now that the weather is getting nice, don't you want to be back outside doing the things you love? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations all over New Jersey. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 280 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 1204.
New Jersey 101.5 is throwing a house party tonight at 7
on the radio.
Join us for Jersey's biggest house party.
Hi, it's Big Joe Henry, and I'll be playing your favorite party songs by request all night long. Call me at 1-800-283-1015 or hit me up on our station app.
Kick off your weekend with Big Joe Henry's House Party, starting at 7 tonight on New Jersey 101.5.
Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We saw widespread 70s yesterday and more of the same today. Just beautiful. We've seen sunshine and blue skies so far. Puffy, friendly clouds will pop through this afternoon. Look for inland high temperatures 70 to 75 degrees. Coastal communities will top out in the 60s today. Mainly clear and seasonably cool tonight. Lows around 50. Tomorrow will be partly sunny and nice and warm. Highs pop into the mid-70s with the slightest chance of an afternoon or evening shower. Now, Sunday could get a little iffy as skies turn mostly cloudy. and highs scale back to around the 70-degree mark. We'll be watching for a few hit-or-miss rain showers starting Sunday afternoon. And then Monday, there could be some drizzle and clouds around. It will be a bit cooler Monday as highs end up in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
New Jersey weather made possible by Pet Center in Old Bridge. Adding a puppy to the family can be one of the most joyful experiences of your life. All Pet Center puppies must meet the highest health standards with the most comprehensive guarantees in the market. Visit them at PetCenterNJ.com. Right now, Flemington, 70 degrees, Mullica Hill, 71, Rahway, 73. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.